In 1752, the German religious group known as the Moravians, by then living in Pennsylvania to escape persecution, had been offered land in North Carolina to expand their American presence. Their bishop, Augustus Spangenberg, went from Pennsylvania to Edenton with a survey group to meet the land agent for the owner, and then scouted through what now is northwestern North Carolina. They came to a hill, possibly where North Wilkesboro is now, to your right, and looked down into this valley. By Spangenberg's estimate, it was filled with 500 thatch-roofed homes and thousands of people. It's unknown whether these were Cherokees or Catawbas. Given the large number, it may have been a temporary gathering for a corn festival. Regardless, his group made the wise decision not to make contact. In the museum painting on our page further below, the river splitting the village is Reddy's River, down the trail to your right. The Moravians did buy land here, in addition to the Wachovia tract that includes Winston-Salem. After a post-war dispute over ownership, they gave the land to the fledgling University of North Carolina. To build Wilkesboro, the county government apparently had to buy 50 acres around the meeting house twice, from UNC and from locals who had claimed them. The Surrey County Militia marched from modern Elkin in September 1780 to help the Overmountain men confront a British corps at Gilberttown, near today's Rutherfordton. They rendezvoused with Cleveland and the Wilkes Regiment in the vicinity of modern Smoot Park on the far end of North Wilkesboro. The combined force of about 360 men probably camped there on Thursday, September 27, 1780. Then Cleveland led them downriver on or near the modern Greenway route along the Yadkin, right to left, on horseback. The same units returned in late October with more than 300 prisoners of the Battle of Kings Mountain in tow, bound for Bethabara, now in Winston-Salem. They forded the river where Warrior Creek entered it west of town, now under Carscott Reservoir.